Hello, I'm Dan.
And I'm Brent.
And welcome to the journey. We are continuing with the concept of identity, and we want to talk about not identity itself, but in the process that God reveals to you how he sees you, there are some things that you get with this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Johnny, tell them what they get when they get this prize. Well, you get these following things. You know, yeah, the commercial, The Price is Right. You remember that show?
Oh, yeah. What's behind curtain number 3?
That's right. But here's the thing with it. Okay, with the discovery of who you are, you communicate to Father in a different way.
Mm-hmm. And vice versa.
Right.
It goes from monologue to dialogue, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, because before, didn't it just seem like, maybe it was just me, but while I was in the church, I did a whole lot of praying and not a lot of hearing.
Well, yeah. Well, you were like the old Jews. They did everything based upon a sign. I remember I said, Lord, when I was a kid, 9 years old. Lord, if you want me to go up there and get saved, you let that boy right there, 2 rows down over to the right.
With a blue and white striped shirt on.
Yeah, you let him go up, and if you're really dealing with me, I'll walk that aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That boy got up. And so I did too. Now, that's getting communication based upon signs. That's no different than casting lots.
Or putting a fleece.
Yeah.
Before the Lord.
Absolutely. Now, why would you have to do that? See, look here. All right, let's tie it. Since the Chicago Cubs won, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about this. Now, I know you're not a big baseball fan, and I'm not either. But who gives the signs in a game to the pitcher? Do you know?
No, I don't.
The catcher does.
Okay.
The catcher puts his hand down between his legs,
okay,
and squatted.
Yeah.
And he'll give a sign, either a curveball, knuckleball, or whatever. I'm not a big baseball fan. I played baseball when I was a kid. And then you see the pitcher up there, he either goes, because you can't see this podcast, I'm shaking my head up and down. Or he shakes his head left and right, saying no, he doesn't want to throw that ball. All right? When you're depending on signs, the person that's giving you the sign is not with you.
Mm-hmm.
They are away from you. Okay?
Right.
Now, when he laid the fleece out, he takes it up on the roof, and he says, if you don't mean blah, 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 let the fleece be wet and the roof be dry. See, God wasn't right there beside him. Now, in this process, in discovery, go ahead and share your, because it makes him a point here, what you was going to share when you were walking.
Yeah. I guess the difference is it goes from monologue to dialogue, as I said a minute ago. But I guess when... Before I went through the process of becoming on the journey,
mm-hmm.
I hear Father in a new way. It's a soft, subtle voice. The other day I was doing some studying, and I got up to walk away to do something. I was walking down the sidewalk, and what I just studied, he spoke to me in a small, quiet voice. On the inside of me, not in my ears. I didn't hear it from the clouds rumbling and then a message from above.
Brent.
It was nothing like that. But what he said was, I won't do it for you, but I'll do it with you.
Right.
And it was just a confirmation to what I was just studying. Now see, years ago, I wouldn't pick up on that.
Right. You'd be waiting. You would be watching for a cue from what a preacher would say, what somebody would do. If something happened in your life, there were conditions in order for you to see, For now we see through a glass darkly, but then.
Yeah.
And see, so many preachers preach that when we get into heaven.
Mm.
That's how they preach it.
There's a nugget there for later.
Ding. Ding. But you're right. Now, there's one of the things, and you made a good point there. Ever since I've been on the journey, I was saved when I was 9 years old, okay? Mm-hmm. But ever since God's transformed and changed my life, when he speaks to me, it's very softly and gently.
Mm-hmm.
It's not loud.
No.
It doesn't have to be. I tell you what it reminds me of. Now, go back to this. All right, let's travel down memory lane. You remember when you were little and your mother would come into you? She would talk softly.
Mm-hmm.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling.
Mm-hmm.
Calling for you and for me, softly and tenderly.
Yeah. And that's exactly what it was.
Oh, absolutely. I want to tell you this, because I point blank asked God this question. Brent, you know, but a lot of our listeners don't. I've had several visions and dreams over the last 6 years. And I asked God, it's kind of funny. I said, Lord, how come you had to communicate to me that way? He said, because when you're unconscious, you're receptive to what I want you to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that leads to another thing that Ken Corpy, can I pronounce your name right? Corpy.
Right.
We always thought it was Copy, and we've been calling him that for 6 years.
Yeah.
Corpy. But he made this statement that our biggest enemy is our rational mind. And that's true.
Yeah.
That is so true. Because God, revelation is built through communication and comes through a time when we're receptive, when we're in his presence.
Yeah.
So in the discovery of the identity, you're discovering, and tell me, is this not true? Have you discovered and are discovering that God gives you a new tool set, a new set of things to use as he walks with you on this journey?
Yeah, he's put ears on the center of the inside of me.
Makes a difference, doesn't it?
I don't hear with these ears. I don't see with these eyes, but it's a spiritual ear and a spiritual sight.
Well, you know what they say, it's not what you say, it's what you don't say.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a man say this one time. He's dead and gone now, Mr. Virgil Catchings. He said, a man don't show his ignorance till he opens his mouth.
Well, it's true in a lot of cases. That's it.
But you know, has it ever occurred to you, so many times we talk about the heart seems to be in many passages of Scripture, if we will ask him to come into our heart,
mm-hmm.
he will save us and forgive us of our sins. But it always seems to be the heart is the most, other than the brain, is, I think the heart's the most important part. I mean, you could technically be brain dead as long as it has some functionality and the heart still works. But if the heart don't work, nothing else works. Nothing else works.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else can replace the heart.
Right.
And the scripture says, what is it? Out of the mouth comes what's in the where? You know where it is?
It's in your heart.
Absolutely. It's what we buried there. Darren said this too. I want to bring this up. Because I'd never looked at it this way. And Brent, I realized that God has been doing this with us. Not to give a lot of stuff away, because, I mean, this is part of his ministry, and I want folks to go to him to get this. I feel led to share this. And I touched on it in the previous podcast, but the reason this passage is true, what comes out of the mouth is what proceedeth from the heart, is because what's been put into the heart.
Right.
Garbage in, garbage out.
And the eyes are the windows to the heart.
Remember the little song, "Be careful, little ears, what you hear."
Mm-hmm.
Be careful, then. Be careful, little eyes, what you see.
Yeah.
Be careful, little tongue, what you say.
Yep.
And Darren was making a reference, I won't use that reference, but you've known people that have had strokes or heart attack or their mind slips, be some of the nicest people, and prior to and after that event, or they have dementia, man, they'll cuss like a sailor.
Yeah.
Well, he brought out a good point. That, see, when we're conscious, we can put a suppressor on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was making a point about that's the reason why people are one way when they're out in public and another way when they're in private.
Mm-hmm.
But they can control it.
Yeah.
But.
Put on their Sunday face or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But. That's one thing that I realized, Brent, that Father's been doing with us for the last 6 years. Those things that have been buried in there, God's been pulling those things out and replacing them.
Right.
And that's what, and think about it. Think about it this way. Would you take a king or a prince from who were royalty? No disrespect for you folks who live in mobile homes, okay? I'm just saying that. That's a... We call that, anyway. Would you put the king up in a mobile home to stay for a week?
If I did, I'd make sure there was a bouquet of flowers and it was the best room in the house.
And you wouldn't do that because he's royalty.
Right.
If he comes from a palace, you ought to put him back in one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think about that. We are children of the king. As we learn our identity, as the new identity takes a bold,
mm-hmm.
The old identity has to be removed. Not that it was a different one, but the one associated with this meat sack.
A carnal man or a carnal side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why the scripture said, but no one ever went into this or teaching with us on this. The old man has died. Old things have passed away. And behold, the scripture says, all things become new.
Yeah.
Now think about this. If you're listening to us on this podcast, everything that you have heard from the very first podcast to now is new to you as it was to us.
Yeah.
And Father's doing it, and it requires us to be a participant. And, you know, if we want to get that with that new identity, as God removes that stuff, that void, I said this in the previous podcast, has got to be filled with something. What do you fill it up with? The Word.
Mm-hmm.
You put that, I will hide the Word in my heart that I may not sin against God.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I've been praying. I got to share this. Brent and I have... I hate to even say this on this podcast, but I'm going to. Father has been revealing through men like Darren Begley and Graham Cook and Miles Monroe,
mm-hmm.
and many others, this co-kingdom message.
Yeah.
And Darren brought this out. I promise, Darren, this is the last time I will reference you, brother. I'm sorry. But man, I tell you what, it's like, you know, if you go to a restaurant and you have the best T-bone in the house, you got to tell everybody about it.
Yeah.
You go, man, that's the best T-bone I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, he makes that point. He goes to it. And this teaching, anyway, I've been praying that God would give me knowledge and understanding with regards to the kingdom. I mean, I love learning from others, but I want to learn it from Father.
Right, yeah.
I want to be firsthand feeding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, So, look here. So, Darren's teaching, and he made a good point last night. If you want wisdom, well, won't you go to the book of the Bible that was written by one of the wisest men other than Jesus Christ himself, Solomon?
Yeah.
That book's full of wisdom.
Yep.
And full of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I can't rightly divide the word if I can't hide it in my heart. And with this identity change, man, what's unusual is this is where it gets sci-fi. Okay, can I go here a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you remember that show back in the 80s, The Fly? Mm. Where the guy was doing experiments. I can't even remember the guy's name, but a fly got into this unit that they were using to transport him or something, and his DNA mixed with a fly.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
Well, has it occurred to you that we're going through a metamorphosis, but we're watching it and participating in it happening? We are not a bystander only in this.
Right.
We are joint heirs, so we are. I'm watching you change. You're watching me change. I'm watching myself change.
Yeah.
That's so unusual. And everybody is uniquely different in how God changes them and as their identity comes to the surface. And I can use a good point there, hopefully. Methamphetamine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I used to be in law enforcement. You know that. They don't. But, you know, there's several ways you can tell if a person's on meth. That poison has to work its way out of the body.
To the surface.
Yeah. And it comes to the surface.
Yeah, through the teeth.
Yeah. So there are signs. There are signs that poison is working its way out of the body. Where there are signs that God, with you, walking with you, is showing you who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And he's giving you new tools in order to accomplish that.
Mm-hmm.
That you didn't even know you had. You know, we never really fully understood full access to Father.
Right. Yeah. It's new to all of us. As we experience it, it's new. I was going to bring up something that you'd said earlier, sparked something, and I was holding it, and I'm trying to remember what it was. The eyes being the window to the heart. It wasn't long ago, Dan, you were a witness to this, and it hit me when we were talking about that. Excuse me. There was a time, a few months ago, where we met a man. And I could not look him in the eye. And I couldn't figure out why. And it later developed to the point where we saw what was in his heart.
Right.
You know, something else that came with that was that character, you were saying earlier, what you do in public versus what you do in private.
Right.
Character that's built on the inside of a man. It's not given, it's built. Character is what you do when no one's looking.
Right.
And so we found out later that there was a reason now. We found out later that there was some things in that man's heart that was not as though it was portrayed. Is that not true?
That's true.
And so there is a prime example of the windows, the eyes being the windows to the heart. I didn't mean to get off that. I just want to go back to it because I didn't want to stop you earlier and cause you to lose your train of thought, because that could happen.
Right. Very easily. Well, here's the other thing that I want to talk about. This is a health check moment. Your health with Brett and Dan.
Come get all you can.
Hi. This is the time for a health checkup. Now, I really do have a point to make here. As you were sharing that, Father gave me this to share. You know, you're supposed to go for an examination when you get 50
mm-hmm.
years of age.
Mm-hmm.
A health checkup is mm-hmm. what it's called.
Requires a white glove.
And some probing.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, it occurred to me, and I never put two and two together till now. The reason why, one of the big reasons why Father on this journey takes you through this whole process, because if he doesn't isolate you, if he doesn't move you away, you will go back. If you stay in the environment that you're in, you will go back to the way you've always done.
Mm-hmm.
So God, in order to break that cycle, God had to pull you out and isolate you and foster a relationship with you, a one-on-one. Also, he could get you to the point that you could discover who you are and realize and come to the realization, that you are not the old man.
Right.
The realization is the flesh operates in the old man. Mm-hmm. The flesh operates in the past. It doesn't know any better. And it's the new man. It's who you really are that makes the difference.
Mm.
Like you said, it's about the character is reflective of the person.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we had a dear friend, folks, that passed away this week. Miss Debbie Green.
Mm-hmm.
And you know this, Brent, if I asked you one thing about her, what about her made her special?
She always tried real hard.
She did. She loved people, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
And she showed that. And that was a character. She did that when people saw her and when people didn't see her. And if, you know, you can ask her family, they'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, bless her heart, she's going on to be with him. But, you know, the same is in this way. When we discover who we are, then we can take on the character of who we really are.
Mm.
And we can allow that to come in and allow Father to bathe us in that
mm-hmm.
and allow that change. See, before we relied on rules and regulations, you know why you have laws?
Well, to keep order.
Absolutely. But this time around, we have relationship. There's no need for the laws.
Right.
We're citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Ding!
Kingdom nugget.
But it is so awesome now. So I want to encourage you that God shows up, agree or disagree with the statement, God shows up in so many unique and different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And have you not seen him show up in unique ways more so since you've been on the journey?
Definitely, yeah.
All right, here's another thing that I want to tell you about your new identity. Oh, this has never been mentioned before, Brent, but you know this to be true. Don't be surprised if God will use, if God uses TV shows to speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain concepts, certain principles that he'll use. For example,
Matrix.
We've been talking about the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's a new show on NBC called Emerald City.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many nuances there that reference the kingdom. From what we're learning, that we're now discovering, and it's been in their script since they've written the show.
Right.
Before we ever knew about kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And yet when you hear that, you go, oh, wow. I didn't consider that. That's one way the Father can speak through you, yep. to you, through anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we want to know about life, all you got to do is go outside, shut your mouth, and open your ears and take a listen.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see, we'll hear the evidence of Father. And so, with identity, just to close this out, this identity thing is ongoing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Because, have you thought about it this way? I hadn't until now. You know, a baby, everybody loves babies, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're sweet and they're innocent. But I mentioned this earlier in the podcast, and now I want to bring it to completion. Just as a baby grows daily, it doesn't stay the way it did the day it was born.
Mm-hmm.
And as we get to know that child, we are observers in watching their personality change.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is. It's, you're watching them become...
Someone. Yeah.
And we get to be I have two grandbabies. One's two and one's 2 months. I know you have several grandbabies.
Mm-hmm.
But what's so awesome about that, with my grandchildren, I'm more of an observer. But with me, not only am I an observer, I'm a participant.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's so cool. I get to be the child that's discovering, and I get to be the observer all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so awesome. Is the journey not awesome?
Yeah.
I mean, now, folks, we have our up days and down days. Don't think we don't, you know. But I'm telling you what, it's been the richest 6 years of my life.
Yeah, we've seen a lot.
Oh, man, have we.
Father's revealed a lot.
And, you know, here's the other thing. I'm glad you said that. The further you go on the journey, what you're going to learn is you have to be more codependent on Father.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing is ever as it appears to be, is it?
That's true. And I'll just throw this in right here, because we've been through this. You and I both have.
Through the ringer.
Yeah. As you start to walk through some of this, it's okay if you don't hear him. You might go through a time where you're seeking him and you don't hear him.
Dry as a bone.
Dry, 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 dry.
Do we have commercial now for Aired Extra Dry?
Yeah.
Aired Extra Dry.
And that's okay. He hasn't got busy with someone else and forgot about you. Because that's the first thing that happens, isn't it? You go, well, wait a minute. I mean... There was this dialogue thing going, and now it's just been really quiet. Where'd he go? Did he get busy somewhere else and forget about me?
Right.
No. He doesn't always have to speak to us. He knows we're not going to change ships or decide to believe something different.
Right.
It's a trust thing.
It is. And, you know, here's the other thing to look out for. This is just a sign. We talked about looking for signs. When Father gives you something to do, do it. And keep doing it until he tells you not to do it.
Boy, that's a rough one, is to know exactly and to hear and follow.
Well, you remember several podcasts back, we talked about the bicycle and the training wheels.
Mm-hmm.
When you get your little ones, the Father's always pushing.
Yeah.
All right, go. You know, and then they raise the training wheels up. The bike's a little more wobbly, but the whole process is to teach the child to learn to balance.
Yeah.
And to keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Balance. Don't lose your balance. And my brother had this phrase, I talked to him last week, and I think there's a lot of biblical truth in it. Slow and steady.
Yeah.
Slow and steady. That's the one that wins the race.
Well, and go back to what I heard the other day.
What's that?
He's not going to do it for you. He'll do it with you.
Absolutely. And as with the dream that I had, as much as I tried to run to him, I had to walk. I had to walk. And so when, you know, it comes a point in time when the parent, the father, takes those training wheels off. Mm-hmm. Now, the kid's nervous. But I'm going to tell you what. You know, I learned this plowing. You can't plow a straight line if you're looking back while you're plowing with a tiller.
No, you get your eye set on something way down at the other end, and you aim for it.
That's right.
And then you'll draw a straight line.
And how we equate that, father's back there. He pushes you. You start pedaling. He's still there. But the imperative was to pedal.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was what was so hard for us. Brent and I would be talking. I said, man, father giving you anything? No. And man, we caught it dry spells.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? But you know, we've learned, and we're going to do a couple podcasts on this. But regarding dry spells, there can be several reasons why you have them. Mm-hmm. But like I said, you just keep plowing forward. That's part of maturity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Noah, he didn't build for 20 years and said, "My Lord, are you sure?"
Right.
Oh, and he didn't have to go back every 20 years and have a conference call with God to make sure that God really wanted him to build a boat out in the desert.
Right, yeah.
So, moving steady. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the second reason why. Brent and I have learned that it's almost like a thing of maturity. God speaks to you in a certain way. And then we get comfortable with that way.
Mm.
And we expect that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't hear anything. But Father never left.
He's still there.
Or maybe our ears weren't open right. Maybe we should have been listening with our eyes and seeing with our ears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know what? He never leaves us, and his presence is always with us.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot lie, and he doesn't. So this is an exciting time. It was meant to be an adventure. And here's the best way I can equate it, and we'll close this podcast out. You people that are, now if you've been married a long time, you're going to really dig deep. But go back to that person that you're in love with, and you think back when you first met them.
Mm.
The romance was blossoming like flowers.
Mm-hmm.
The excitement, the anticipation, what's going to happen tonight? We're going to go out and eat. Is she going to talk to me? Is she going to let me hold her hand? Do you remember that, Brent?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you think, you know, you stretched a yawn, you're at the movies, and you want to put your arm around her shoulder, and you go, wow. She let me put my arm around her shoulder.
Or how about the night that she maybe had to work or she had a meeting or something to do with her family, but you knew she was going to be home at 10 and you just couldn't wait till 10 to just pick up the phone and call her.
Absolutely.
Just to talk with her. Absolutely. Just to hear her voice.
Absolutely. That's how this journey's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is with us.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I get up excited wondering, Lord, what are you going to do today?
Yeah.
Where am I going to go today, Lord? It's an adventure. Mm-hmm. Pee-wee didn't have the big adventure. We have it. Pee-wee didn't.
Right.
You know? So I hope that we've shed some light on identity. Next set of podcasts, we're going to start moving towards the kingdom.
There you go.
And we're going to go a little different direction. We're just going to share it with you, what we've learned as Father has given us. But before we get there, we want to talk about what is required of you to be a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk about humility. And you can pick up a good book. You can get it on Amazon for under $6. Andrew Murray has a book on humility. And I tell you what, if we're going to be great in the kingdom, we have to be the least.
Yeah. More of him and less of us.
Absolutely.
Do we have 2 minutes?
Sure. We got dogs barking too.
Well, we'll throw them a bone when we get done.
There you go.
I'm going to throw a bone right here on identity. And Father just reminded me a few minutes ago of this. And I think it's a good plug for identity and what he did with me. And I didn't really realize until he just reminded me that that was a way, way back then for him to show me identity. Now let me tell you the story. When I was raised, my father was beat as a child. And there was one time where the coaches noticed some marring in the locker room and asked him about it, and he said, well, I was bad and Dad spanked me. They called my grandpa to the school. And when Dad saw him coming up the sidewalk, he jumped out a two-story window into a snowbank to get away, because he knew once his dad found out he said something, he was going to get it again. Well, this is really what was a generational curse. Now, I don't know if my great-granddad beat my granddad, but I do know that my granddad beat my dad, and then it transferred down to me. And back in 1985, I left Illinois and went to Houston at 25 years old because there were a lot of things in my life that I just needed to get away from. And Father, in his love and mercy, put me next to a guy in an apartment complex that would not let up about going to his church. And that was the last thing on my agenda when I moved there. So as I talked with him, I told him several times that I wasn't interested. And at one point I figured, well, we'll just try this church. I even said to the wife at the time, I said, we're going to try this guy's church. When we see it's not for us, we're going to tell him, but we'll give it a try. Well, when I went, I realized there was more there than some of the churches that I'd visited in the past. There was a prophetic voice that was there that pretty much read my mail. But in one of the services in that church, and this is one of the two churches that I spoke of in a podcast from the beginning, where Father really moved in my life. And I didn't realize till a minute ago what this, he just reminded me of it, and it applies. In one service, the pastor, we went through the typical 4 or 5 fast songs and slow songs and offering, and when it was time for him to preach, he said, I have a message, a wonderful message prepared for tonight, but it's going to go on the back burner. I feel like our Heavenly Father wants to spend time with us tonight. Now, this was a unique church in 1985 in Houston, Texas. Right. He said, what we're going to do is just turn the lights down. He called the band back up. He said, I just want you to play some soft music, some worship music, and I want everybody here to just spend time with Father, and whatever that is for you. If you are at odds with somebody in here, you might go to them and get it right. Or if you want to come up here and lay on the altar and pray, that's fine too. Well, I was kind of new to this. I'd been there, I don't know, a couple of months. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to sit in my seat and close my eyes and listen. And in doing that, here I was, very nomadic because of my past with my father. And I'm sitting there and I'm trying to figure out, you got some that are singing, some that are praying, some that are crying, some that are talking with each other. There were a variety of things in the mix going on. And I'm saying, Father, what is it? What what do I need to do at this point? Because it was new to me. And I just closed my eyes and I was listening. And at one point, it was like a warm oil came over the top of me. Now, this is an identity thing. And I didn't realize it until he just reminded me. And after that warm oil poured over me, it was almost like Father sat down right next to me and put his arm around me and said, I heard it on the inside. He said, this is what you've always looked for in your earthly father. You'll never find it with him. You'll only get this with me or from me. Your father loves conditionally. I love you unconditionally. And it was the beginning stage of a healing that came later with my father that God orchestrated in a mighty way. And one day maybe I'll share that story, but at the same time, he was doing a transfer.
Right.
Then.
Right.
That was in 1980, late 85, early 86. He was doing a transfer with the identity, showing me that you're not who your father says you are. You are who I say you are. You'll only find this with me. And it was the beginning stages of Father really tweaking me in a relationship with him. And it was a good church that was on relationship then.
Right. Well, who do we identify with? ID, identify, identity.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes back to who we are.
Yeah.
And it's no different than a man that has amnesia. We've had spiritual amnesia.
Mm-hmm.
And Father is bringing us out of that. Folks, I hope this has helped you. I hope it's been a blessing to you. We appreciate you listening. May God's richest blessings be upon you. I'm Dan.
And I'm Brent.
Thank you for listening to The Journey.